1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Richard Rowling. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Man, I am doing excellent, sir.
You are Gas Monkey Garage. That's how everybody knows you. That's your... That is your flag that you fly, correct?
Absolutely. For 20 years now, this is our 20-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Oh, nice.
And
then when did the show come along? How long after you started the garage did you wind up with a TV show?
It took about 8 years, from 2004 to 2012 is when we got television.
And who came to who? Did they say, we've heard about this guy in Dallas who's got a garage and he's...
No. In 2004, I started the business with the ideology of building a worldwide brand to rival the other guys that were on TV at the time.
Wow.
And try to do better and get into all the different verticals that we're into. So I shot all my own sizzle reels and walked into California and Hollywood and banged on doors.
Did you need a TV guy from the beginning to help you, like to shoot and... get angles and edit and all that, or did you do that yourself?
I had a company that I hired with the ideology of shooting our sizzle reels and stuff, and
okay.
So I did have a little bit of help there, because obviously you can't be a master of everything, and that was one thing that I didn't know how to do, so I got somebody that did.
And then there was the spinoff of the other guys who worked for you, went off and got their own garage and their own show. Are you behind all that?
Yeah, definitely. I created that show also when I knew I was getting rid of a couple of the guys. I was like, they're funny. They're not the kind of people I need working for me. But but they can make a show and make it kind of fun and, uh-huh. and a little bit of competition. And that show did pretty good. I think we made about 65-75 episodes of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was successful enough. Well, I have to back up a second. Wait a minute. You're a car guy. You've got this garage that is that's doing very well in Dallas, a Gas Monkey Garage. And now you decide, I'm gonna make this into a TV show. Did you decide that because we can make a better TV show than what I'm seeing right now?
Yeah, the thought process was really pretty simple. My wife at the time, I told her that I thought I could do better television and it could be more entertaining, because she and my son at the time weren't in the room watching, because there was too much bravado and kicking boxes and cussing at each other and stupid stuff like that. So the moms and the kids weren't watching. And I was like, they're missing out on 70% of the freaking market, because those people aren't in the room. And, you know, as we say in Texas, my wife was, well, sure, you just think you're going to go make a TV show. And I was like, well, hold my beer.
But when you go to make a TV show, were you worried about the business suffering, the Gas Monkey side of it, because your attention would be split on doing a TV show, or things getting away from you somehow?
Not really, because my whole intention from conceptualization of Gas Monkey was to be a TV show. So the shop was the content side of it. And the vertical that we chose to use, and then to build the brand up to where it would be a family, you know, brand that kids could wear, infants.
We just totally lost him.
What happened?
I don't know. But we were going so well. Oh, he's back.
He's back. All right.
Yeah, Rock will grab it. Here, I'll grab it, Rock. Richard, what happened?
I don't know.
The competitors.
Okay, go ahead. So you're making this show.
Yeah, the whole concept was to make a show from the very beginning.
Okay.
So the shop was, we were building good cars, touring them around the nation, you know, going to every car show and event we could, you know, coast to coast, and, you know, just trying to get our name out there to make enough popularity that hopefully we could sell Hollywood on a car show, because they were only doing motorcycle shows.
So were you just good at hustling? I mean, you got in front of the right people and you're always in the right place, or you were everywhere? They're going, this guy's all over the place.
Well, it was a little bit of chutes and ladders, I can assure you that.
Okay.
You know, we failed a few times for sure. And, you know, now that we're off of cable, we have been since 2019, everything's on YouTube and our social media channels. We're probably 30 times bigger than we were back in the heyday. You know, 30-something million followers across all platforms. And
boy,
his phone is giving him fits right now. Now, we asked him where he's calling from. He said home. So, all right, try this again. Welcome back.
I don't know why it keeps dropping.
No, you're across 30 platforms, though. Or...
Yeah.
I got plenty of bars and everything. But, no, I mean, I'm really proud of what we've been able to do once we got away from cable. Cable really held us back.
Really?
Held you back. Wow. I would have thought that cable was the portal to everything.
It was when I started in 2012. And I signed a deal that was in all media in 2012 with Discovery, and social media wasn't even a term. So when social media came around, Discovery would not allow me to do anything. And they held me way back. So in social media world, we're only 4 years old, you know, as far as being able to actually do anything on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and what have you.
So
are you still in the restaurant business?
Yeah, I took the opportunity while getting away from Discovery and the production company to kind of just take out a few partners. So I shut everything down, hit reset, and now we're bringing it all back online. We've got a restaurant going here in Dallas that we're in the process of building. We got one.
Oh, man.
He'll be back in a second. Don't worry.
Okay, just pick up.
Okay, so you're in the restaurant business. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so we got one going in Nashville, there on Broadway, possibly Times Square, and definitely Vegas.
Wait, you have you're on Broadway in Nashville?
No, we're going to be. We're negotiating right now.
Richard, I got to tell you, I got to be honest, because I feel like this is a very honest conversation. I quit going to Nashville because it just feels like every place is Chi-Chi's now.
No, it's not. You got to know where to go. And it does get a little crazy with the tourism and stuff and all the bachelorette parties and things like that. But,
right.
You know, we've got we're launching Garage Beer down there in Tennessee and what have you. So we've been having quite a few meetings getting into all the good bars and things like that around the Broadway area.
And you also did a garage rescue show for a while.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I'd really like to get back to it because we really did help some people out, and
yeah.
it was a lot of fun to be able to do that with them and for them, and I would love to get back doing that.
But you got a lot of pushback from those guys. They didn't want to change necessarily.
Yeah, out of the 20 shops we did, probably 5 of them have overachieved, and probably 5 are okay, and then the other ones have gone back to their old ways.
So what are you? Are you a car guy? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you a restaurateur? What are you?
I call myself an entrepreneur. I have my hands in all of the stuff. But, no, I'm a business guy first, and I'm definitely a car guy and a motorcycle guy and what have you. Just I am a serial entrepreneur. I just bought a bar in Sturgis. We'll be open. Gas Monkey Sturgis will be open in time for this year's Black Hills Rally. And
what bands are you going to have play during Sturgis?
I'm not that big. I'm going for more profit per square foot instead of just being the biggest thing there.
Okay.
So I'm literally 100 feet from the corner of Junction and Main, and I've got about an acre there. And
you can have some good parties on an acre.
We're going to have some fun, and we're bringing the whole Gas Monkey style to the Black Hills. So.
Now, I don't know if you know this about Milwaukee, but they build Harleys here. This is the home of Harley, Richard.
I'm pretty familiar with that, sir.
Have you ever been to Milwaukee?
I have been through Milwaukee a few times, but I've never gotten to spend any time. It's either passing through the airport or passing through the freeways and what have you. But this time of year should be pretty beautiful up there.
You are incorrect. It is not.
It's a little early for that.
Yeah.
Give us still a little early?
Yeah.
You know, I still ride a Harley-Davidson chopper that I've had for 28 years. I think since 95 or 96, I think.
Bring it on up and stop
on by.
What adjustments have you made to it, or is it still stock?
In the 90s, I bought a stock soft tail custom, and I went full 70s chopper with it, ape hangers, king, queen seat, stretched out the front end. And everybody, all my friends thought I was just crazy because everybody was doing the fat bob back then, you know, the big back tire and the straight bars. And I was like, yeah, you know, just watch and see. I'm a trendsetter. So now everybody wants a chopper.
Well, so, interesting talking to you. I feel like we should say thank you before your phone conks out on us again.
I don't think it's my fault. I think it's y'all's.
That's what I would say, too. So where can they catch your show on YouTube, Richard?
Just Gas Monkey Garage on YouTube. And, you know, all of our social media channels are Gas Monkey Garage. We've got stuff coming out every week, just like episodic, just like we did on Discovery. And you know, since we're in Milwaukee there, I want to shout out to Danton Arts Customs and Frenchie Exports, who we've done some business with in the past, and we set a world record at Barrett Jackson. They're based up there where you're at, and they build some hellaciously cool cars.
All right, Richard, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Sorry about the phone stuff, guys.
No. It's good getting caught up with you.
It was our fault anyway.
Yeah, right?
All right.
All right, Richard. Thanks, Richard. Richard Rowland, Gas Monkey Garage.